Hey, it's B-Rad, celebrity hairstylist here. So welcome to our new groundbreaking 12-week live podcast series that delves deep into the heart of the hairdressing world, promising to change the way you view you and your salon experience forever. Hosted by the dynamic duo of myself and Mariana, two seasoned hairstylists, and the passion and innovation and authenticity, this podcast is your guide to unlocking the power of change from the inside out. With candid, live discussions, expert insights, and a touch of humor, myself and Mariana create a safe and inspiring space for listeners to embrace change, boost their self-esteem, and unlock their true potential. Are you ready to step into where hairdressing is more than just a service, but a path to personal growth and empowerment? Join me and Mariana on this new series to be part of the movement that's changing the hair industry from the inside out. Your journey to renewed confidence and self-discovery starts here. So we're going to start off now with episode 7, which is Interstates Within the Labyrinth Condor Corridors of Our Minds, like the hidden treasures of interstates, a rich tapestry of thoughts, emotions, and perceptions. Like an ever-changing kaleidoscope, these states paint the canvas of our inner worlds, each you representing a different facet of our human experience, from the tranquil oasis of a contentment of the to the tempestuous storms of anxiety. Our inner states are landscapes that shape our actions, our choices, and our very essence. They are the wellspring of inspiration, the crucibles of resilience, and the mirrors reflecting our deepest truth. Exploring these inner states is akin to embarking on a thrilling odyssey, a quest to understand ourselves more profoundly and to unlock the boundless potential within. It's a journey of self-discovery, and where every emotion, every thought, and every sensation is a clue guiding us towards more authentic and enriched experience. Embrace the enigma of your inner states, for within them lies the magic of your human experience. So let's get started. In the comments, let us know where you're from and if you're watching live or you're watching the replay. So remember to please share this live and make sure to heart it up to let the social media platforms know that you're enjoying this content. And so what are the three words that come to mind when you think interstates? So just share in the comments. So, please feel free to put your questions in the comments and for the chat for Q&A. So let's go. We're going to welcome Mariana and let's look into going deep in today's podcast. Well, welcome, Mariana. So now we're on week seven. So we're over halfway there. So this one's a big one because I've been thinking about interstates a lot today. You know, our inner and our it's huge. It's huge. So I'm going to kind of let, we'll look at some comments here. Oh, we have somebody from Philadelphia watching live. That's amazing. So coming in, and we're talking about interstates. So a lot of people, what do you think when you think about interstates? I know what it like, the inside reflecting the outside. A lot of us have inner turmoil. We have a lot of inner trauma. We have a lot of, you know, that sort of kind of has outer kind of repercussions, but what kind of it is in the workplace, in the salon, in the business place? I'll let you kind of take over, Mariana, say hi to the audience, and we'll start our deep dive into today's topic.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you all are listening in today again. Yes, it's number 7. Super excited about this piece today. And the reason why I'm excited about it is because the whole topic of what it is that that I've been doing for 20 years now is about actually understanding the internal landscapes of our clients. And in over the last 6 podcasts, we've actually been talking about our own inner states. You know, we've been talking about, you know, how our senses work, how our emotions work, how our energetic body works, how our internal communication centers work, and how it actually affects our nervous system, how it affects our connection with other people, and how that actually is in engagement of transference and projection and the fields in which we work with when we're actually in a container with another person. But before I get into this, because this is like a turning point, you know, when we're trying to work with and understand a person's inner landscape, this is the turning point. And this is the turning point in evolve, actually, really, is when we've come through communication and then we hit inner states. And inner states drops you, it's almost like down a really deep barrel. And you're like, You go for a dive, a deep, 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 deep dive. So you have the communication and the psychology understanding, and then you go for a deep dive into the inner states and how the internal landscape of a person and yourselves works, how it really functions, how all the pieces come together, and how to work with these pieces on an internal way, in an internal way. So it's no more like we're not really looking at the external anymore, because what we're actually come to realize here is that how we manage and how we work through, you know, the physical body, the sensory body, the emotional body, the energetic body, understanding the psychology of hairdressing, understanding communication skills, when we understand all of that, we come to this organic place now where we're really curious about what's going on inside the internal landscape of a person. We have the tools and the skills to communicate and relate to get into that place now. So this topic today is like, first I wanted to start off with, you know, introducing, bringing you into this topic gently, is what have you, I want to ask a question. I would love whoever's watching to answer if you're able to, but just if you're watching back this, just ask yourself, what has your physical body, your sensory body, your emotional body, and your energetic body to this point, what has it informed you? What has it communicated to you? What have you become aware of and understand of yourself at a deeper level now that you didn't before these conversations? This is actually going to get this conversation really going, because it comes from how we actually address ourselves. It comes from how well we know ourselves, how much of ourselves we're able to really put on the table in complete conscientious awareness, and we're aware of how we're feeling, what mood we're in, what state we're in, how our body's moving. Like, we're aware of who we are at this point. And then when you have a client, when you have a second party that joins this awareness of yourself, come into the picture, if you're empowered, which is what the title of these podcasts are, is empowering you. If you're empowered with your own information, when a person comes towards you, a client comes towards you, and you start engaging and having, you know, creating space with another, you're not confused. There isn't transference. There is no projection that will go on from you. This is a really big point, guys. This is a really big point, because from my years of actually looking in what goes on, client dynamics between a client and a hairdresser, there's so much projected idealism that is projected from the hairdresser onto the client, right, where we're trying to make, unconsciously, by the way, so, you know, there's no, you know, nothing bad here. It's just an unconscious projection that goes on where you see somebody walk in, and because of your years of experience, you immediately project this idea of who you think they are onto them in the moment. This is like a huge point of what inner states is about, really. It's like, are you projecting your inner ideals, your inner values, your inner story, your inner awareness onto your clients? Is that what's going on with you? Can you become aware of going, you know, a woman walking in with long hair and immediately going, oh, I want to chop it off into a bob and make her go lighter. And you haven't even had a conversation with her yet. You haven't even sat down and looked at her directly in the eyes and gone, hey, how are you today? Where are you at? What are you feeling? What's happening in your world? Just four questions where you get to start slowly unraveling this beautiful, majestic storyline that your client probably doesn't even know about. But you now have the tools to actually start unpacking this person in front of your eyes. So it is trauma response to the world's energy. I have been in the forefront. Yes, it totally is a traumatic response. And I'm going to talk about trauma in a moment when we're talking about inner states and how trauma actually affects how our trauma and clients' trauma actually affects with the way that we relate with our clients and ourselves in an intimate way, how it stops, how it blocks us. So there's a lot here. There's so much here that, look, again, the module is massive. I've picked really, really juicy pieces to talk about because we've only got an hour and a half, not days. We need days to talk about this stuff. And this is the stuff that we talk about when you're in Evolve, in the container. You talk about our 2-weekend workshop lives, we actually unpack this stuff even deeper and we really start taking a look at everybody's internal landscape and where it's at and what that story looks like for you. So in having a conversation about it, just a few questions is the first question of inquiry for yourself this morning is, do you assess a client as soon as they walk in your door and immediately know exactly what you're doing with that client before asking them a question and having a consultation? End of story. And even if you have a consultation, are you holding on to the image that you originally created and manifested in your mind? And you're not going to budge from that because, you know, you're in your ego, you're in your identity of, I know what's best and this is what I'm going to give this person. End of story. Don't care what they want. Mm-hmm. Don't care where they're at. Don't care how they want to actually present themselves in the world. So this is like us stripping back the layers now and really addressing authenticity, really addressing what it means to work with a client in an authentic way. This is what it means to work with a client in an authentic way. You are out of the picture. You're in the space holding the container, but your ideas, your suggestions, your projections, your images, all of those things need to be kept under wrap. It needs to be kept under wrap. This is the professional bar, guys. This is what a professional, authentic, holistic bar looks like. You keep it under wrap and you allow your client to unpack their complete story in the container, feeling safe, feeling heard, feeling seen, and asking questions, because we've moved out of communication now. So asking prompting, opened questions that are going to enable a client to be prompted to go deeper. Now, we're wanting to get to as deep as we possibly can within your capacity of that client's story. That's where we're going with this. And once we actually get into that place, you'll feel it. You'll feel it. You'll feel this electricity go on between you and your client. You will feel, I guarantee you, I felt it 1,000 times. It is magical when resonance kicks in and energy actually locks in hands, when your energy actually locks and fuses in with your client and your energy field becomes one. This is the power. This is the power that I'm talking about actually creating resonance with your client. So resonance is where we're at, Brad.
Yeah, if I can just comment on some of the things that you said, just because there's so much already in there and we're in only the first couple of minutes of the podcast. But a lot of people, I think they do projection and they don't realize they're doing it. Like you said, they already know what they're going to give them. They don't even know the person if they're brand new. Another story, like you said, a Bob story, which is a real Bob story. One of the first salons I worked in, there was a stylist there and they made everybody either grow their hair into a Bob or they cut it into a Bob. Didn't matter what they wanted, didn't listen to them. It's like, I'm the stylist. This is what I'm going to give you and you're going to get a Bob.
Yeah.
So there was no, so for their, that client's journey and experience, for them, that could have been traumatic. Obviously, yes. There was a client who had really long hair, now has a short bob. There's somebody who wanted a pixie. Now they're like, oh, they're making me grow my hair to a bob. You know, it's we don't realize this interaction. And if everybody's been listening over the last 6 weeks to the buildup of to what today is, which they're all explosive and they're all like big treasure, you know, chests of, you know, nuggets to explore and that sort of thing. But really it's who we are. And are we in our authentic self? That's where you find that electricity happening between you and your client. When you're engaged, you're mindful, you're in the moment, you're listening, you're giving them what their inner state is, and then creating it as an outward appearance, because they may not suit a Bob. They may not have the face shape for a Bob, but they do have and viable another style for them that works for their lifestyle. Says if somebody meets them right away, they know who they are, or they look at them. And by the hairstyle, where do people look first? They look from the top to the bottom. So they're going to see the hair first, whether you have a green mohawk, whether you have a pink pixie, whether you have a long, you know, brunette shade, you know, that kind of reflects yourself. And by kind of projecting onto people, that's kind of a misfortune in the industry that some people, I think, do it without even realizing they are. So I'll hand it back over to you, Mariana.
I want to go back to that little point that you made, Brad, about, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, if they're a pixie or if they're a mermaid or if they're a punk rocker mm-hmm. or if they're like, how do you know that? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you know that if you're so busy in projection? How do you get to experience your work at its greatest potential? The greatest potential of our work is stepping back and allowing and just observing, really, this person unfurl in front of you. And you end up with a multitude of characters that walk out of your world. We are artists. We are artists. I believe that hairdressers are artists, and I believe that hairdressers are the leaders of transformation. No other industry in the world is seen to transform people like hairdressers do. We transform people. Now, my little piece here with Evolve is, I want to guide you to transform people from the inside out. And I've been doing it personally for 20 years with my clients. Now I want to give these nuggets, these gems to you on a blueprint of how to do it with your clients, because there is nothing more fabulous than having a punk rocker leave you, and then having a mermaid leave you, and then having a pixie leave you, and then having all these amazing characters mm-hmm. that yes. walk out of your chair and bring life and color and adventure into your world where you get to journey on an inner state of a client.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're taking you along for a ride. And you're missing out if you're so blocked to, oh, this is what's in fashion and this is what needs to happen. And it's just block. All I see when I see that going on is a block, mm-hmm. block of blocking the authenticity of your creativity and blocking the authenticity of the clients that you're working with. So diving deeply here, this is, as you can tell, this is one of my favorite topics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's juicy, you know, it's juicy. We're getting into the juice of a person. We're getting into the nuts and bolts of what makes them who they are. And I want to bring a little statement to the forefront here this morning. Mm-hmm. And the statement is, every haircut, every look, every identity that you give a client, they have to carry and wear out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this identity is actually doing for them, and I'm going to come to trauma in a minute here. What your identity actually, what that identity that you've given to them actually communicates to their external world is, mm-hmm. their outside world is talking to their world, their tribe, their community, their friends, their work colleagues. It is communicating, going, hey, without any words, this is who I am. Let that statement just drop in, just, mm-hmm. boom, just, yeah. from there. That is a statement. You are responsible for how a client's external reflection communicates to the world. It is your responsibility. And if you want to actually raise the bar on what it is that you do and how it is that you do it, this is it. This is the point, is taking stock and paying attention to the minor details that are going on with a person.
Mm-hmm. And one comment, and you talked about blocking, how stylists block a client. They tend to block a client like they block their appointment in the book. This is my 9:30. This is my 10 o'clock. This is my 4 o'clock. They don't have any name. They don't have any personality. They're just a time block. So then they're just a dollar sign to them, you know. And we have a comment here from a Facebook user. I believe so many stylists try to prove how wonderful they are that the guest desires become secondary. And I've seen that before. Look at my awards on my station. I've done this. I've done that. I'm so wonderful. You know, I'll give you exactly what you need. You know, I'm a magician, not a, you know, it's, yeah. like, yeah, it's,
you
like,
can be a magician, bump. Sorry.
Well, of course. Of course, of being that magician, and we are, because what we do is magical. But yeah. when you kind of put that ego in there and you kind of take the client out of the equation, or your guest, however you do it, I believe that we have a client and we're a service provider. You know what I mean? It is a business transaction. You're creating something wonderful for them. Like a lot of people like to say, this is my guest. But then again, if you had a guest in your home, would you charge them for making you breakfast, for staying in your spare room, things like that? No, it's something that we create as artists, professionals.
Mm-hmm. And you can be, again, like, you can be magicians. You can be, which we'll look at, you know, in the next lot of modules, which I think is going to be next week. Actually, look at your magic makeup. But you can be a magician, and you can call yourself a magician. You can call yourself a wizard. You can call yourself a rock star. You can call yourself whatever you want, so long as it's authentic to who it is that you are. It's not a persona or an identity that you've taken on board so that it's your suit, your split, your personality that you've taken on board to represent so that you can hide your authentic self so that you can be represented for the day. Mm-hmm. Because when you're acting out of that persona, you're not being authentic, and you're not actually present to a person's needs, because you're too embroiled in keeping this persona up. You know, you're in this, you're in this dynamism of this person that you've built, and everything else outside of that collapses. As the lady, the person that was sharing, it becomes secondary. It becomes secondary to what's really going on and why that person has chosen you today to translate them, to transform them, to help them self-identify with who it is that they are so that they can walk in the world authentically. Not an idea, authentically. And I know we've been doing ideas, but if you've been listening to this podcast, we're not talking about ideas here. We're talking about the actual authentic truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Evolve does. It's like we strip away the illusion and we really take a look at the core, the soul, the depth of what it is that we're really doing with people.
Exactly. Going deep, going deep. Anybody watching, today is number 7, which is Interstates. So we're going deep again another week. So if you have any questions or comments, make sure you just put them in the comments. We'll bring them up live because we like to celebrate you. What are your thoughts and what do you think about when you hear Interstates? And what is Interstates to you as reflecting to your client, as being into the salon? Are they in check? We're upcoming. We're going to talk a little bit about trauma and that sort of thing. So anything you would like to be addressed, just pop it there and we'll bring it up and put it on the screen because we are live.
Yes, we are. I want to actually tap into, I want to go back to the energetic body. And I want to go back to when we had that conversation about the importance of how your energy is. And we talked about it, Brad, you know, like we talked about, you know, your energy's got a lot to do with what you eat. Your energy's got a lot to do with how you take care of yourself. Your energy's got a lot to do with how you self-care. Your energy's got a lot to do with how well you are taking care of your inner world. And this is an example. This is a really beautiful example of what we're talking about with inner states here. And that's about your inner state is subject to how you care for your inner state. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. So if you're not caring for your inner state, that energetic, you know, transference, that energetic communication, that energetic exchange between you and another person is going to be based on that inner authenticity of your inner state. Now, whether you're trying to hide it or not, I tell you, a client will pick up subconscious cues. They will pick up subconscious cues from you that don't resonate, which could cause friction, which could cause issues, which causes damage and therefore results in trauma. And now we've dropped into trauma. This is
trauma is a huge one. And like you said, it's how you take care of yourself. One thing that came back to me from previous ones, and we've talked it on more than one podcast, is all these stimulants that people are taking, right? Yeah. So whether it's caffeine, whether it's, you know, cigarettes after every client, that's going to, I believe, affect your inner world as well. Because now if you're edgy and you're this, your inner state's going to be a lot different, and how you relate to people are going to be a lot different. Like when you say, I can't survive unless I have 3 coffees before I leave the house. I need a coffee when I get to work. I need a cigarette before and after every client. That's already prepping your mental state to believe that that's what you need, even though you don't, obviously.
Addiction is what that is. But yes. You know, I just want to start touching on trauma. I know because it's a big topic, yeah? And a lot of hairdressers don't even realize that trauma is a thing in our industry. And being a therapist for as long as I have, 20 years now, and being a therapist for as long as I have, I've seen a lot of clients. Clients chose to come to me when they found out what I did because they were traumatized by other hairdressers. They had traumatic experiences because they weren't heard, they weren't seen, and they weren't reflected based on their idea of themselves, which they are entitled to. Sorry to tell you this. that is their life. It is their authenticity. And when a hairdresser disregards a person's truth, and projects their idea onto that client. Mm-hmm. And that client leaves that salon needing to wear somebody else's idea of them. That is the most traumatic thing that can happen. And I've seen this in women mostly. Like if a woman, an example, a woman comes in and she's got really long hair and she's specifically repeated 3 or 4 times, I only want an inch taken off. Mm-hmm. I only want an inch taken off. I only want to trim. I really want to keep it long. And you as the hairdresser sitting there going, oh my God, but you'd look so good if we put some layers in it and we fluffed it up a little bit and we gave it some volume and we gave it some movement. And you go ahead and you do it anyway because you think that that's exactly what the client should walk out with because you want to give them the best of your ability, but not the best of their need. So when this incongruence, and I'm going to use some beautiful, rich, deep, yummy, juicy, therapeutic words here, when incongruence happens, that's when incongruence happens. When a client has an idea of what they wanted and they felt that they communicated that and the hairdresser did not understand or listen to what the client had said. And you do it anyway and that client walks out traumatized. And I have had cases with clients that have been traumatized that they spent 2 or 3 sessions with me without me touching their hair. Just actually getting to know me, unwinding the trauma, actually unpacking what they were feeling, really getting into relieving that trauma out of their body. And I don't suggest that you do this unless you're a qualified therapist. And I did have the capacity and the tools to do this. So a lot of the clients came to me knowing I was a hairdresser, but knowing I was a therapist. And we spent a lot of time unwinding trauma until they felt safe enough for me to touch their hair. Now, it is a real thing, guys. It's a real thing. And if we're going to step up into this professional holistic model that we're all really excited about, there are some responsibilities, boundaries, and ethics that need to take place here for you to respect, understand, and really connect with a client on a deep level where they're being heard, they're being seen, they're being received. And in doing that, we're summarizing. Let's go back to communication. So when a client's talking to you and sharing what they want and where they're at, you are summarizing this information back to them. You know, we get into that really deeply and evolve and how to do that, how to create those exchanges of summarizing back and how to recreate the vision with your client and how to keep building that vision. But I mean, that's a thing that I'm just saying, like you need to start sharing back. Oh, so you said that you would like da 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 da, and look at them, acknowledge them, really be present with them. And watch for those cues, those nonverbal cues of them nodding their head, of them saying, yes, that's exactly right. Or if they're saying, no, no, that's not what I want. What I want is this. And give them the space. And you could do this 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7, 8 times. Don't be in a rush. Allow the process to unfold and allow the clients to really find their truth in the conversation. And you'll know it, as I was saying before, when resonance happens, when the truth actually cracks open to the surface, you'll feel electricity between you and them. There'll be excitement. There'll be charge. They'll be like, yeah, let's go. We finally found this meeting point between what you want, who you are, and how I am going to serve you in creating that look for you. This is another bar of professionalism. This is another layer.
Exactly. And with going with your client, the trauma, I mean, and that's the biggest thing. Take the time you need. Like if you have a client that comes in with a box black dye that wants to be platinum, we all know that it can't be done in an hour and it can't be done in one session. But if you promise a client and say, yes, I can do that for you, it may take 3 to 4 sessions. It may take this, but I can help you achieve what you're looking for, rather than saying, okay, sure, I'll do it. You go to the back, you mix up the strongest lightener that you can. You bleach it once, you bleach it twice. You're like, oh, three times will be good. Then they'll be platinum. Well, the third time the foils all start, you know, the platinum club, the hair starts falling out. So obviously that's going to create trauma. But I think we've had a lot of trauma in the salons from, why do clients disappear? You thought they had a great time in the shop. They were loving everything that you gave them because you're the expert, but yet they're not coming. And now their friends aren't coming either. So there's a trauma that happened somewhere along that line, but it's an unspoken. So they didn't really say anything. Mm. So if you're in tune and you're present and you're authentic, you're going to know that. Because I, with my clients, even though if everything's fine, I still ask them, every single time, is there something we need to tweak? Is there some, maybe there's a change in their life now and their lifestyle now is different, where before they had all this time at home, now they're out working every single day and they have to have their hair in a certain way because of the job requirement. Those are things you have to keep up with them. So if they had a bob last time, it doesn't mean necessarily they want a bob this time. They may have been blonde last time. They may want to be something different this time. But as I say, like, if we're aware of the trauma that we create, but how to avoid is by listening, by being there, by connecting with the client, getting that energy happening where you're both excited about what may come out, whether it's a mermaid, whether it's a punk rocker, whether it's, you know, and you're waving that wand sort of thing. But that's one thing I think we really have to be conscious of is trauma. We know when trauma happens to us, but do we really know when we impose trauma on others? Unknowingly sometimes, you know, and if you're just saying, I'm going to give you Marianne, I think you should be blonde and you should have a pixie. It may look great, but it may not be who you are in this moment. It may be 5 years from now, but in this moment. But if I just go back and say, this is what you're getting, don't give me ands, ifs, or buts. This is what I'm giving you because I'm the professional.
That's right.
You know,
it's so it happens so often, Brad. Like, it happens all the time. And, you know, like, I'm going to spill it out there because I don't, you know, I do care. And that's why I'm spilling it out there. Our industry is just so fueled with ego. It's so fueled with ego. And yet we're in the human experience service industry. And it's fueled with ego. I am the artist. I am the owner. I am the manager. I am. And you can't serve from the place of I am. You can only serve from the place of how can I serve you? How can I help you? What is going on with you where you actually really take your ego and hang it up in the wardrobe at home before you get into the salon. Now, that's not to say don't be empowered. This is not what I'm saying. There's a difference between being an empowered hairdresser, being an empowered stylist, and being an egotistical stylist. Mm-hmm. An egotistical stylist doesn't see past their nose and they do what they want to who they want when they want. That is trauma. That is what creates trauma. An empowered stylist has the skills, the tools, and the knowledge to actually put their ego aside and make it about the client. That as it is an empowered stylist. An empowered stylist knows how to hold their own boundaries, be in a session in their fullness, and still say yes and no to things, still actually those really professional boundaries and a professional container up and going, but they don't feel the container with themselves. Sorry. Because that's what I see happening.
Yeah. Like, I see it's a lot. And I think it's a bigger issue than what people even believe it is. And I think the percentage is higher in most salons than people think it is. But it's one thing I've never heard anybody ever address.
Yeah. What? ego.
Just ego and just that whole kind of thing that, as I say, we're meant to serve, we're meant to be there for the clients, but I've never heard anybody really say, like, break it down, because we're not supposed to have egos. We're there, you know, but then it's to say, I'm great, I am wonderful. And that's great. Like you said, when you're empowered, you can be a great hairstylist, but you can also be a listening stylist, a talented stylist, or something. I think we're going to talk today about, I believe I'll interject it. If we're not, we'll save it for another time. But the hairstyle, so we're talking about trauma, but then what about hairstylist as the healer?
And then you've got the wounded healer. So there's two sides to this, you know. I mean, I suppose the reason why, I mean, that moment, that story that I had with that client that had a nervous breakdown in my chair over 20 years ago, which catapulted and triggered this journey for me of adventuring into therapy and becoming a therapist, because it actually highlighted how much responsibility I have on my shoulders when I serve a client professionally. That was the moment. That was the trigger. And I feel like professional hairdressers out there, if you really just sit back and just for a moment recognize that you're nodding and agreeing and just doing and being numb to your work is not really you showing up in your 100% of your professionalism. And I get it, because if you're booked out every hour to the hour for 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, you do not have the capacity to be like that, because you're focusing on numbers and not on people. You're focusing on your target and you're not focusing on the quality of service that you are providing your clients. Now, when we actually shift gears out of being a target-focused person to a client-centered, another thing we learn in Evolve, a client-centered focused person, what happens is the weight shifts. The weight shifts where we're now charging for that client-centered experience. It is no longer based on the target of the service, but more based on the well-being of the client. And this is a huge little piece. I know there's a lot here, and that's why we study for 12 months through this stuff, because there's a lot of information and a lot of knowledge that needs to be acquired to upgrade that skill set for you to start changing your mindset and seeing it in this way. So I'm presenting a paradigm, a new paradigm of, there's a new container that we're bringing into the hairdressing salon. And the new container is let's just be in the space, but not take up the space. That's the first thing. Have a healthy ego, have a healthy ego where you're confident and you're self-aware and you've got self-worth, where you can't be bowled over, because we've got the other side where we've got hairdressers that are so empathetic. They get bowled over by their clients and they get traumatized by their clients from the abuse that they receive from their clients. So there's two sides to this, and I want to address both sides. So it's like, healthy ego actually allows you to be in your optimum well-being of showing up in the world. It is who you are, how you're showing up, and how you're being connected to your authentic self. There is no separation between who you are, how empowered you are, and what your self-worth situation is, where you have boundaries, you have clarity, you have awareness, you have this container that's so juicy and so solid that no one can rock your boat. No one can rock your boat. Right. And this is why I keep saying in every podcast, go back to the physical body, go back to the sensory body, go back to the emotions, go back to the energy, because the more you actually master who it is that you are, the more empowered you become as a stylist and the bigger a container you can hold with your clients. This is profound. And the less the less effects of trauma that you will subject the people that you're working with and be subjected yourself. We're trying to create, having a holistic, healthy environment is not just about having great essential oils and great music and a great aesthetic. It's about how we healthily, balanced, harmoniously show up in the workplace from our inner state. What is that inner state like?
Yeah, and we have a comment from a Facebook user, which I think is great. Feeling heard is huge. And I think it means feeling heard from the client, but also feeling heard from the stylist. And I think, too, from yourself, are you hearing yourself by setting boundaries if you need to? Because I'd say, and a lot of times we don't listen to the other person, we don't listen to our stuff, but that's part of being mindful and in the moment as well.
I agree. It's like, what does the client want? You know, like, what does the client want? Do you know what the client wants? Mm-hmm. Do you even know your clients? Like, these are really important questions. Do you really know your clients? And I'm not talking about the gossip, which we'll get into, you know, we'll get into in a minute, because gossip is actually a really, like, it's a no-no in Evolve. We actually look at gossip and what it does to your energetic bodies and what, how energetically it filtrates your space with rubbish. Sorry to say this a word in that way. It is, because gossip is like a trashy mag. It's like you're listening to all the little nooks, especially if you're working in a salon where you're dealing with people that are high profile. You know, and their stories are actually shared with you in confidence. And you're like, oh my God, did you know that so-and-so did it, did it, did it? And you're actually talking amongst even your team in that nature. This is gossip. And it's quiet and it's behind doors and it's whispering and it's all of that stuff. This is energetic, negative, energetic output into your space. This is a really important part of also keeping an energetically clear space and cleaning out your internal inner state of making sure that you don't have garbage living in there. You don't have stories, all these people's stories that you're carrying around and using them. Oh my God, this is the biggest one. Using them to entertain your next client. Like, wow. You know, wow. Like, we need energetic boundaries, ethical boundaries of being confidential with information. If you want to take it up another notch and be that professional, being super confidential with what people share with you. And also setting the boundary and going, I'm sorry, but I really don't want to have or engage with that kind of conversation with you because it's not something I'm interested in talking about. Boom, professional boundary set, ethical container actually set. And you know what? Your clients will respect you for that. You'll see. I mean, I know my clients have shared dozens, millions of times to me how amazing it is to be in a confidential container where they know everything that they've shared with me does not leave that room. Nothing. Gossip, guys, big deal in our industry.
Exactly. Because I know when I went to school, we have something called the Code of Ethics, and you don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. You don't talk about other people. And the worst thing is, would you want to be the person sitting in that person's chair if you were getting done and saying, well, my last client or so-and-so this and that, blah, blah, blah. Chances are they're going to talk about you to their next client. It just goes on and on and on. But I think you also have to know in your languaging how to steer, yes, setting boundaries, but also how to steer that conversation professionally to say, let's stick to, you know, what we're here for, which is them and their hair. right? And how we're going to transform and you know, wave the magic wand, so to speak. And just kind of keep it there with products and about their hair type and how you can give them solutions, things like that. And then that brings more of the fun and the excitement, because gossip itself just drains. It might be exciting in the moment, but it just drains. If you're talking gossip all day or you're hearing gossip all day, for me personally, I just find energetically to my energetic body, it just drains it. And that's the last thing I want to hear, because also too, some people want to, you know, talk to certain people too, just so they can spread gossip about them. But as I say, their life is their own. And if they want people to know it, they'll tell them. It shouldn't be our job to do that.
No, absolutely not. Like it's not professional, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of noise at the moment about the, about the holistic mm-hmm. model. About what it is to be a holistic hairdresser, what it is to have a holistic space. What it is to have a holistic space is all the six podcasts that we've spoken about. That is the starting point of it. And then the next starting point is making sure that you have an energetically clear space, end of story, where none of your team are allowed to actually communicate with clients in that way. They're not allowed to talk with each other in that way. You do not have it. It is part of the ethics in the salon. It's part of the boundaries. It's the contract they sign. That's how far I take my students. It's the contract they sign of going, my code of ethics are, I will not do this. I will not do that. I will not do this. These are the boundaries of working in this space. And gossip is the biggest exhaustion of burnout in us. Yeah. If you want to really take a look at burnout, gossip, go right in there. How much energy it takes for you to talk in that way, and it's actually downsizing a person. It's downgrading a person. Mm-hmm. You're not uplifting. So if you're in a holistic model, gossiping is not uplifting, it's actually mm-hmm. negative. So we need to fuel the space with positivity. We need to fuel the space with authenticity. We need to fuel the space with reality and truth and what's going on, boundaries, ethics, understanding what it is that you're doing upgrades your professional capacity in the space, and it actually elevates. It elevates mm-hmm. your energetic frequency. I'm going to get a little bit deep here. Your energetic frequency.
Go for it.
Energetic frequency yeah. with your yeah. community, with your mm-hmm. with outside clients. Like I've got one of my mentor clients. When she upgraded all of her salon energy, she started getting clients just walking in, not knowing what they were walking in for.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, yep. Wow, this space is amazing. I was just like, I just felt like mm-hmm. walking in here. That is an energetic example of an energetically clear space. That is so, it upgrades the frequency. It upgrades the energy. It upgrades the inner state of the salon. So we start off with the inner state of self. Then we go into inner state of team. We go into inner state of client, and then we go into inner state beyond, and how that affects from the micro to the mm-hmm. macro. And this is yeah. what we're talking about. If we want to get a macro like response to what we're creating in the world, we need to start with the micro, guys, ourselves.
Exactly. So I have a Facebook user, a service I offer my clients is silent sessions. If they need our time to be the next level of self-care, at times talking, at times adding clutter. So yeah, silent appointments are something I think that I've always been around, but more noticed in the last little while. Sometimes your client wants to come in, just read a magazine, just relax, just be there to absorb. Sometimes you Marianne and I've talked about this before. Sometimes you as the stylist needs a silent appointment where you had a day and you need to set a boundary and where you say, why not have a quiet, you know, session today? Would that be all right with you? You know, as I say, because talking, if it's not effective and it's not bringing any kind of edification or empowerment, then yes, then if you notice it's not doing anything, then, you know, and not everybody just wants to talk about the weather or the small talk or fluff. If that's their thing and they need to because they're getting out, you know, honor that. But for a lot of people, I think with that, that's going a lot on the inner too. So when you're in the silent appointment, they're going into their inner selves. They're now enjoying you as their therapist, you know, where you can just kind of do what you need to do professionally. They can just sit there, relax, and they can fully trust you 100% because then they're not telling you, oh, do this, oh, do there. And you're moving. And then they're combing their hair the other way. They're taking the brush out of your hand. You know, they're telling you, do you think you know what you're doing? You know, like there's all these things too that, that cause trauma. But as we're kind of walking on now, that's another level is silent sessions. And how many people watching give silent sessions? If you want to put it in the comments, you can. How do you find, do they work? Or do you end up talking anyway? Do you have some input, Mariana?
You know, like silent sessions are amazing. And it's like, again, you know, it's the empowered stylist. It's the empowered stylist that can actually stand in that. When you know yourself and you know what you need to self-care, this is self-caring. You will call those silent sessions. You will communicate with that with your clients because that's you standing in self-care priority first, because we always say self-care for first before you actually for self first, before you start looking after others. This is why we're in an industry, one of the greatest industries of the highest levels of burnout, where it is has become unsustainable for clients. And that's because hairdressers have not been, I was going to say raised.
No, but it's kind of true. That's one thing that we're never really thought. We're never really taught. We're taught to make people beautiful, make themselves feel good, but we're never as technicians or hairstylists or beauty, you know, professionals. We're never taught how do we replenish when we're running on empty. How do we do self-care? There is no module when you're training on self-care. In school, they don't tell you how to do it. It's like your basic stuff. Just soak in the tub, you know, put hand on your, you know, cream on your hands because they're all cracked and bleeding from all the water, you know, when you're first starting and you're getting that. But I think it's something that a lot of them that we don't really hear. I don't really hear a lot of people talk about self-care. And I've been doing a lot of other shows now on people on shows with self-care, and you delve deep into self-care as well, Mariana, where I have my book, The A to C of Salon Professional Self-Care. So that's available on Amazon everywhere. I've been doing talks on it as well, but those are one of the things that we're not taught. And that's kind of why we're bringing Evolve and Head Ed and Mariana with Hairstyles Empowerment Podcast, because self-care and these things and inner states and our physical and our body and our, you know, because most people, we're doing hair, we got all this, but we're never taught about trauma. We're never taught, what if you're a day and you're like a roller coaster, your emotions are up, they're down, they're, you know, the ebb and flow. And a lot of people don't know how to control them because we have so much stimulus and so much we have to handle. And then, as I say, like, it's always for us is like, take the mask off, be authentic, set your boundaries, you know, do things that feel right for you to be balanced and have a balance in the salon with your client, that the client gets professionally the service they need, desire, and want. And they're not just a 9:30 appointment. They're an actual person with real lives. And you're the magician there that creates for them and help them along with their identity. Because a lot of people sometimes come to you and they don't know who they are. But through asking questions and getting to know them, you can say, let's create something for you. Or they're going through a change. Or they had a separation. Because I find a lot of times people want a new look when something devastating has happened in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of times you'll say, oh, did you ever? And they're like, how did you know? Or, you know, are you at the sink and their scalp is tight? You're tense. You have a lot of stress. How did you know? It's because now you're connecting. Like I've said this before, we're one of the few industries where we're paid to touch people physically. And I think that carries a lot of weight to it. I'll let you kind of interject here, Mary Anna, as well.
That's a really, really, really important point. You know, it's like understanding what your clients are feeling and what they're actually moving through, and then them being surprised by you saying, hey, how did you know? And we're going to talk about this in a couple of podcasts later, and that's actually the rite of passage. And this is a really big topic, because hairdressers don't realize that we initiate our clients at their rite of passage. Mm-hmm. And I've got a huge module on rites of passage in Evolve. It's an epic conversation, because it's just, that is transformational. When you recognize that when a client shows up and they're going through change, which is why they show up. So let's talk about it right now here. They're internally, they're moving through something, as Brad was saying. They're going through a divorce. They're moving through a transitional stage in their life where they're moving from being a single person to becoming a mother or a father, or, you know, leaving one job and getting a promotion and becoming this other person, or like transitional stages. Another one to look at is like age transitional stages, like coming in and out of ages, you know, like me, for example, moving from coming out of my 40s and moving into menopause. Like, that's a huge transitional stage in a woman's life. And I'm going to use myself as an example in this conversation, because it's easy to relate with, you know, because I'm actually on the other side of it now, but which is fantastic. But going through it was hell. It was hell. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that I've actually gone through it, because now if I get a woman going through menopause as a client, I will understand the ups and downs hormonally, emotionally, moods that go on with a woman like that. And I won't take it on board. I won't actually look at it and go, oh, this is about me. It's got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. It's what's going on with the client. And what I'm saying is when you start understanding, which is what, again, we study and evolve, when you understand the characteristics of transitions in people's lives, and which is part of the inner state, and you actually start taking that knowledge, that information, and putting it all together, you're really dealing with the holistic sense of how a person is showing up, and then how to do your job properly, how to reflect them, how to express them for the world to meet them and relate with them on an authentic level. And this is like juicy stuff, guys. Like, it's us doing, you know, when I flick through Instagram, I have to say this, I'm just a little bit of trivia. When I flick through Instagram, I seriously have not seen anything interesting done with hair or people in I don't know how long. It seems it's like the same stream over and over and over and over again, because there's a look at the moment, the long, floaty, wavy, beautiful hair with all the balayages, and every single model has exactly the same thing. And I sit there and I go, I'm sure there's a story about this person that I would like to actually know about. Well, what's their story? What's their story? And I want to come back, because this is another layer. It's like, do you take the time to understand a person's story? Do you take the time to actually hear what their story is? And you can actually be with them in this unfolding and unfurling of their life with you. Like, this is, it's precious. It's just such a privilege to be in this place where you are helping to self-identify someone's authenticity. Say it in that sentence. It is such a privilege to be in a space with somebody where you are given the gift of reflecting somebody's authenticity.
Exactly. Like you said, flipping through social media, everybody kind of looks the same. We take all this time to curl all this hair so we can comb it out in a couple of seconds to get rid of all that curl we just put in. And then we just show the same pictures from the back, the flowy, whatever. But kind of going back to that change or the archetype, one thing that a lot of some of my clients had, you know, it's they go from being a working person with a full-time family they have to take care of. Now their parent has dementia, and now they have to take care of their parent. And that puts a lot of stress on them. So they come in a lot different because they're bearing all this kind of now new inner, you know, states and things like that, that they never had before. And from my dialogues with my clients, it is a lot on them. It's very stressful on them. It's, you know, because it's something now added to the pressure they already have. And sometimes some clients don't have or haven't achieved yet the coping mechanisms or setting boundaries or saying, you know, what can I do, or have a talk with the family, or how to alleviate some of these pressures, sort of thing. But it's such a big thing. But I find it funny, let's say we're skipping back and forth and going different states, but yeah, when you're seeing out there, I always thought that too. And that's why I had the podcast, because I believe everybody has a story. So if I'm just on here showing pictures of hair, I don't know about that story. Like when you show your transformations, maybe put a little bit about that authentic person in your captions, what they went for, what kind of journey you had, not gossiping about them, but just say, here's, you know, where they are. So other people get to relate and say, because the biggest thing now, and say, I don't want to put anything down or talk about the industry, is cowboy copper. Everybody wants cowboy copper, you know, but we always have these fun names and these kind of things to bring more life to stuff, but kind of really deep dive into your client. I'm not saying you have to know everything about them, but know everything about them as it relates to their hair, how they want to look, who they are as a person on the external. Does it reflect their internal person, their internal, you know, body, how they see themselves? Because too, you could do dramatic changes on someone, and now they're self-conscious because they look amazing. And now they're getting all these looks they never had before, but they always had it in them. It's just the right person talked to them and brought it out. So sometimes they're not ready to look gorgeous. They want to be called beautiful and gorgeous and this and that, but are they ready for it?
I've got something percolating with you saying that, you know, this is what's really important, is like when you give somebody, this is going back a little bit into trauma and threading this back in, you need to prepare the nervous system. You need to prepare the mind. You need to prepare the body. You need to prepare their emotional state, their energetic state. This is why in Evolve, the consultation is the biggest part of what we do, because what you're doing in that is you're learning in Evolve how to actually attune their body and their nervous system to prepare them for the transformation. This is, you can't just give somebody a haircut and go, there you go off into the world and be your merry self. And it's like a head fumbling around in the world, detached from the body, unsure of who it is that they're meant to be. So they fumble through their world and they have experiences and adventures that they sort of can look back later and go, I really didn't want to be experiencing that. And I don't know why that person actually met me or spoke to me or approached me. And I don't know what it is about my energy that's actually creating that dynamism. But what I want to say here is it's not just about the hair, guys. When you start working in this way, the hair will become secondary to what you're doing. It will. I guarantee you it has in 20 years. Seriously, my clients don't even look at their hair. I'm not joking. They don't even look at their hair when I give them, when I change their hair, they'll look at it in the mirror for a moment, because we do map and we do a whole lot of other stuff on the mirror, which I teach you in Evolve, which is amazing. Anyway, but they're actually looking through this unpacked transformation that they've created and manifested, and they come through it because the inner landscape, the inner world, the inner state of who they are has been aligned, and the hair doesn't matter because they feel amazing. This is what we're getting to, is like, how do you get your clients to that sense where you guide them into them feeling bringing that sparkle, bringing that light, bringing that joy, that thread of joy back through them so their eyes light up. And this is what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with the balayage and the haircut that you've just given them. I trust me on that. It really doesn't. My clients don't have color anymore because my biggest advocation with my work is that be authentic. We're not coloring your hair. Wear it exactly the way it is in the best possible way we can wear it. That is my trademark. I don't color people's hair because I believe that they are beautiful as they are, and we can actually refine and attune that. And the more they're empowered in themselves, the less they're going to be really attached to, it has to be this color and it has to be this shape and it has to be this look. They're not going to be attached to that because they are in their power.
And they're going to keep coming back because they know that because you have a whole ritual, a whole journey that they come on. And even if you don't color hair, it doesn't mean they're in and out in 15 minutes. No. You know, with no blow dry, you're still taking that full time. But when we're kind of as hairdresser, as a guide, but one thing I want to touch on with trauma, another trauma, and you said, you know, easing them, guiding them, that sort of thing. The other one, and the big question that a lot of hairstylists has, I want to raise my prices. So the big thing is financial trauma for the client. Like, do you just smack it into them and say, hey, your services just went up X amount of dollars? Or do you guide them over a month or a certain period of time or one or two appointments ahead just to say, and I would be authentic in explaining, you know, how costs of pricing, things like that, you know, I would never just kind of, my clients never complained ever when I raised my prices. I didn't even have to, you know, discuss it with them, you know, and they still came back. But for some people, having a different price than what they're used to can cause trauma. They may not say anything, but it can cause trauma.
Absolutely. But like, you know, I have to say something, right? This is why there's a certification with Evolve, right? Because when you've moved through a body of work for 12 months and you've studied, like when I studied to become a therapist, I moved through a body of work that became part of my mindset, became part of my empowered knowledge base and sense of self, right? So when you have that piece of paper, if you want to just call it that, because it's not, because you've moved through a body of work, when you actually get that certification and you actually are calling yourself now an evolved holistic hairdresser, and you've moved through that body of work, just like psychologists do, just like therapists do, just like every other single industry out there does, when they upgrade their qualification skills, they actually are able to go, this is my service now based on what I've studied. This is my service now. And my guys are charging $180 to $240 an hour coming out of Evolve. And they have just started. They have just started. And that's based on the fact now that they're not just doing hair anymore. And you know how you were saying before, oh, do people just come and go, my sessions are a minimum of 4 hours and I don't color hair. So you fill in the pieces of what goes on in those sessions. I don't color hair. And you fill in, I do so many other things and the hair is part of it, but it's just a service. It's an element of what I'm sharing.
The experience.
So they're having an experience. They're going on a journey. They're having an adventure with me. They're not just getting their hair cut. That's the bonus, actually, which all my clients say. I come out of this whole experience with a bonus haircut and new look. So when you have this certification behind you, it empowers you to actually step in your spine. It actually erects your spine and go, I have the knowledge and the wisdom now where I can hold space holistically, where I can hold space professionally, because now I have the knowledge to back up what I'm doing. I can't stress this enough. I would never have become what I became if I didn't become a therapist. I had hairdressing skills, but if I didn't go away and do 7 years of study to become a therapist, I would not be able to hold the kind of space and do the kind of work that I do now and charge the prices that I do now per hour. And all of you that are on targets and going, oh my God, I've got a service target. This will exceed your greatest imagination of what you will earn in one day for service targets over serving your clients and charging by the hour and actually upgrading your professional skills where you are now a professional, holistic, evolved hairdresser. It's like mindset, mic drop, whatever you want.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's one of the biggest things, like an hour, how can I do that? But you're creating, as I say, because now you're no longer just service-based. Yes, you're providing service, but you're really now doing an experience by the hour with service included, as opposed to just being service, you know, in for a half an hour, apply your color, out for processing time, back in for your cut and blow dry, like that sort of thing. And there's so much more stress that way too, I think, especially when you're in certain salons where you've got somebody in the in-between, right? Doing the stuff, or you have assistants helping you. But then when you kind of change the model and have something totally different where you are engaging more deeper and you have the time to do, not to say you got to get this client in and out in a certain amount of time. Now the client can come in, they're relaxed, you're ready for them. You have the lights, how, you know, maybe dimmed in the shampoo area. You have the aromatherapy on, you have maybe a Himalayan salt lamp. You may have, you know, some extra treats for them, some herbal teas. It's a whole thing. It's not just, oh, you're here for, oh, I have a color sitting over there. Again, my 9:30, you know, and then you're talking to me. So, oh, my 9:30's here. Hi. And then you say, go to the chair. Oh, that's my color sitting over there. Again, they don't have a name. You don't know anything about them. You're not having that experience yet. How can any synergistic energy happen? You know, because you haven't even connected yet with them.
Totally. I mean, you know, in Evolve, what I want to share is that we take, this is like the foundational part, the first part of the module, actually, where we're looking at the things that go on, you know, in a person's inner state and the language of the inner world of a client. But then, you know, in the second half of Evolve, we actually learn how to change people's arousal states, which is very exciting, because you actually, you know, if you get somebody that comes in and you're hyped up and they're hyped up and they're busy and they're on their phone and they've had a million coffees and they're just race, you just read that energy and you can actually choose something to meet them because you're present to what's going on. So in Evolve, you learn how to deal with heightened arousal states and depressed arousal states as well. And I've got a series of a million exercises that you can actually do with your clients to actually change their state, to bring them into a harmonious place. So this model that I'm talking about is about, again, like you said, Brad, it's Evolve is about going on a journey. It's about you evolving so that you can evolve your clients. This is what this is all about. And I'm harping up about Evolve today because, yeah, I suppose I'm in my summit talk as well. I'm being transparent right now because the summit's coming up this weekend and I'm guest speaking at the summit about Evolve. And it's so, I'm fueled with it at the moment.
Yeah. So are you demonstrating an arousal state right now?
I'm demonstrating it. You know what? If you want to actually come and have an experience with me at the summit, I'm actually going to take everybody that joins for the summit, I'm going to take you on a journey of experiencing what it feels like to be evolved. I'm not going to talk about evolved. I'm going to take you on a journey because that's what I do best, is take people on journeys. And Evolve is written as a journey of you going on a journey, your clients ending up going on a journey, and you actually offering journeys. So, yeah, I'm going to take you on a journey. And the summit's very exciting because we're all coming together as holistic. Hello, finally, in the world.
Wow, the time has gone fast, even though we changed our time. We only have about 10 minutes left, sort of thing, and to get all our stuff in. If anybody has any comments, any questions, just write them in the comments section, and I'll pop it up on the screen so we can celebrate you. But then as we kind of wrap up, Mariana, is there anything that we haven't talked about yet that we need to put in to the Interstates podcast before we kind of wrap up?
Just like summarizing, I suppose, the conversation that we've had today, which is know who you are, know what state you are in when you wake up in the morning. You know, when you do your check-in, this is the next layer of the check-in in the morning with the mirror. How am I feeling today? Where am I at? What do I need to actually self-care today? These are the kind of questions that are suggestive ones for now, but make up your own. What do I need? What do you need in that moment, for that moment in your presence of being with yourself? How do I, what is my inner state? Where is my inner state at? Am I hyper aroused? Am I depressed? What am I feeling? Am I confused? Am I lost? What is it? Understanding it. And it doesn't matter what it is, just to let you know, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you identify it and you are authentic with it. That's all that matters. Because what will come out of that realization is an adventure that you're going to have for the day that's going to be so authentic with yourself, with your clients, with your team, with your salon, that is going to enliven, like, and awaken. And then you'll go, oh, that's why I was feeling like this morning, because look what's happened by the end of the day. So do you, at the end of the day, check in. Was it, what shifted through the day at your end of your day check-in? What shifted? How are you feeling now? Where is your inner state now? Be authentic with yourself. Share that with yourself. Write it in a journal. I actually guide my students to do it on the mirror, which is amazing. And we actually stay checked in with ourselves authentically in our own reflection. So there's that. The other thing is, are you in your ego? This is a really big deal. Are you in your ego? Now, you don't have to discuss this with anybody but yourself. Journal about it. Check in with how you wake up in the morning. Are you putting on your clothes and going, yep, here is the hairdresser that's coming on, and I'm putting on all my hairdresser outfits and hairdressers coming to life, and boom, and you walk in the door and it's like, get out of my way, I've arrived. Or are you also that person that shows up and go, I don't know who I am today, I don't know what I'm gonna wear, I don't know what I'm feeling, I don't know what I need, and everybody can keep on just throwing all their stuff at me and I'll carry it because I am the emotional empath water bearer. Are you that person where you walk out at the end of the day feeling completely in a state, burnt out and wiped out? Is that you? You know, like, it, just do these checkings with your inner state and find out where it is that you're at the beginning and at the end of the day. I suppose they're the pieces. And I also just want to add quickly, jump on with us at the Holistic Summit on the weekend and listen to my sharing, and go on an Evolve journey with me. And if you're interested in being a part of 2024 Evolve, the people that are at the summit, I'm actually going to be giving Evolve 2024, which is a whole year of study with me, at an amazing price. So if you're really interested in studying Evolve, the summit, being there for my talk, is where it's going to be. That's my pieces.
Amazing. So as we wrap up, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Today it's been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises. I'm going to jump in and show you kind of what it's all about. Wow. So wow. Doesn't that look exciting? Because this is our heightened, So, oh, here we go. So we just have another Facebook user. So yes, looking forward to the summit. That's the 15, 16, I believe that's coming up, where you can see Mary Anna. If you look at her Headed page or her page, or she has all the information there listed.
Yeah, so Australian time, just to add, because they're, it's actually PST time, and the AEST time, which is the Australian time, we're actually 15 hours ahead of the schedule. So I'm on Monday at 7 a.m. is when I am scheduled to be speaking. First up for our day and last on their schedule. It's their afternoon. Yeah.
So it's a great way to start off. It's a great way to end the day or start the day sort of thing. And as I said, today's episode has been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education and beautiful destinations. There's a Halloween one happening in the Caribbean, January. You can come with Mary Anna and I on Australian journey, where we're going to continue this live, where we're going to continue to change hairdressers from the inside out. You know, or anybody in the beauty industry, I think this is the best way to kind of, it's nice to interact online, but what better way to wake up every morning in a different destination, meeting like-minded people and really working, you know, your insides to match your outsides. Like what hair class has ever taught you that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to continue in the Mediterranean in June. And it's going to be amazing there as well. And we have lots of stuff going on. So with them, you can go to www.beautyindustrycruises.com or follow on Instagram at Beauty Industry Cruises. You can also follow Facebook, Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast, and Head Ed. You can follow myself on IG at Brad Celebrity Stylist. You can follow Mary Anna at head.ed.evolve and Beauty Industry Cruises. You can check all those out. Make sure to like and share. We want to say thank you for watching. If you have any questions on today's episode or would like to be a guest or have a new show idea, you can email me at Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast at outlook.com. And remember, again, our new time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern in Canada, the U.S., and in Australia, it's 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. So because you just had your time shift. I guess that's it until another week. So do we have one? Okay.
Next week.
There you go. That sounds really interesting. I'll get Mary Anna before we head out. So what's our next week all about? If you can give us a little.
So you know how we just did interstates today. So it gets really like, this is when Evolve, this is my favorite part. This is when it gets really juicy. And next week we're going to look at becoming your magical self.
Ooh.
Next week is like, what is your magic? And how do you bring your magic through your work? And that is, this is when it starts getting fun.
Exactly. So remember next week to bring your unicorn and your magic wand. Or your magic wand, and we'll have a fun time next week. We want to thank everybody, and we'll see everybody next time.